Thanks, Anya. Well, football and hurling fans may not be able to attend matches right now, but they now have a new way to show just how much they love their county. That's because the GAA has signed a licensing deal with a new brand called Ganzee.ie. That's spelled G-A-N-Z-E-E, and it'll offer casual county-themed clothing to consumers. Timmy McCann is one of the people behind Ganzee. He joins me on the line now. Timmy, people can obviously already buy their county jerseys, and there would be some other county-themed apparel on the market already. So what are you offering that's new or different?
I suppose, Adam, to be honest, what we're offering now is a casual range of clothing, which people can, so it's hoodies, t-shirts, and it's sweatshirts, and it's a kind of a casual type range which allows you to express your county fandom in a more casual, comfortable clothing range.
It's not the cheapest men's t-shirts, €28, hoodies, €55 or €60. Can people know, is some of that at least going back to their counties and clubs?
Yes, absolutely. We have a commercial arrangement which we're delighted to have with the GAA, and there is a percentage of all the sales that will go back to the county boards, which will assist in the preparation of the county training.
What percentage is that?
Well, that's a confidential range between ourselves and the GAA, and I wouldn't be comfortable discussing that with you.
In terms of the products themselves, are they Irish made?
They are Irish made, yeah, and they're all produced in-house in our facility in Dublin. They're very much Irish made, and we're very proud of that.
So what are your ambitions for the brand, and what do you hope that it'll achieve in the coming years?
Well, we hope going forward that the brand will be able to expand into possibly clubs and different areas. We really want to be able to kind of give people a slightly different way to show their fandom within the GAA and show their heritage and where they're from. You know, we see this sitting very much alongside county replica jerseys and county training wear, and as a complementary range to what's already there.
It's a bit of an awkward time, I suppose, to launch a clothing range for sports fans. As I say, they can't even wear the stuff to matches. Do you think you'll have to wait until the crowds are back for this to really take off with people?
No, well, we very much see it as kind of casual wear, everyday wear that you'd wear to the pub, or you'd wear to, you know, well, I can't wear to the pub at the moment, unfortunately, in COVID times. But we do see it as very much a casual range and targeting a slightly different market and, you know, across a wide demographic. So we would think that, as I said, while it would very much complement the present offering that's there, we do believe that there is a market there, and international markets have shown that, for a more contemporary, casual, comfortable type range.
Timmy McGann from Ganzee.ie, thank you very much for that. Other business news, consumer sentiment here has fallen back to its lowest level since May. That's according to a survey by KBC Bank. The index had been slowly recovering from the lows recorded after COVID restrictions were first imposed as the economy returned to some level of normality over the summer. But the recent rise in cases and tightening of restrictions has once again increased consumers' concerns about their finances and job prospects. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs has agreed to pay $3 billion in order to end a probe into its role in a Malaysian corruption scandal. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it's back to you, Rachel.